with his wedding proposal? We'll get into that shortly. But I see we have Heidi and Frank back with us today. Y'all, yeah! What's up? Yeah.
Hey. I showed up for work, but Heidi's not here.
She's here.
I'm right here. I'm working remotely from our satellite offices in La Quinta, California. We're all over the place. We are ready to sip that hot tea, and I got a story for you guys. Meek Mill has a lot of love to share. We're going to explain.
Well, Heidi, speaking of love, Angelina may have divorced Billy Bob Thornton, but is she still attached to his son?
Plus, Andrew Freund is here to dish on his chat with John Cena, Danielle Brooks, and the rest of the cast about their new series, Peacemaker. But first, Brad, what you got going on?
Me? Okay, well, this was discussed yesterday here on Dish. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly got engaged with MJK.
Nice.
MJK popping the question in Puerto Rico while surrounded by dozens of candles. Well, Courtney K fans are pointing out that Travis proposed to Courtney in Montecito back in October with a similar setup. Yes, they are calling Megan and MGK copycats because of the similar outfits and the outside setup.
I expected they're going to get married together, like a whole fourpole.
Okay.
Oh, like a fourpole.
A fourpole.
But isn't every proposal kind of the same thing? One person's down on a knee. I mean, it's obviously going to look similar, but right. one's on a beach, one's in like some ruins.
Yeah. It looks like a castle. Yeah.
No, but the thing, Frank, that I can't get over is there is one picture of Machine Gun Kelly, and because he's got that striped shirt on, it looks like when you go to Lady Foot Locker and they've brought your shoe out and he's bending down to put a shoe on your foot. Like, is that size okay, ma'am? Is that okay?
Well, it looks like Meek Mill had a lot to get off his chest. Now, in a pair of clips with Super Duper Humble for Dirty Street Confessions, Meek was asked to admit the freakiest thing he did in his sex life, and he unleashed a lot. But what particularly caught the people's attention was when he revealed that he once had an orgy with 16 women. Check it out.
So, woke up the next day, 15 more girls in my room. I had to call all the guys on wet, like, yo, come on, please come escort some of these girls out my room. And then the magic happened.
So y'all had an orgy. Tell me about the orgy.
We ain't had no orgy.
You just had a 16-something?
Wow.
Yikes.
Impossible.
That's a lot of
Impossible.
Work.
Impossible.
That's a lot of work. Lie, 16 too. Women.
You think he satisfied all 16, y'all?
No.
Or did, like, some of them get left out?
Only if it was done, like, in a human centipede
size. You better have some Gatorade on hand.
I think, like, 12 of them got left out.
Yeah.
They start turning on each other after a while.
Now, Chewy.
Yes.
Now that we're talking about freaky, I've always wondered this, and I know our viewers are wondering, too. Tell us, what is the freakiest thing that you have ever done in the bedroom, Chewy?
My mom watches the show, Mom, I'm sorry. I think I've revealed this. I've revealed this before on the show. I've had a threesome before.
What?
And it was fun.
With Meek Mill.
Yeah, with Meek Mill. I was one of the 16. No.
Oh.
It was a good time up until they forgot about my ass and just concentrated. It was like, they forgot about me. And I was on the edge of the
that
bed
happens.
Like, hey, how you doing? I'm still here. What's up?
Moving on. Although Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton divorced in 2003, that hasn't stopped Angelina from showering his son, Harry James Thornton, with gifts. Now, Harry told reporters, to this day, she, meaning Jolie, still sends me Christmas gifts every year and stuff like that. And I don't talk to her on the phone every day, but every now and then we talk. And then he also gushed over his stepmother for being so fun.
Aww.
So Harry's 27 years old. Shouldn't she stop sending him gifts at this point?
You know when you put yourself on auto pay on like Amazon and stuff just keeps coming for you forget to take it off your credit card?
Yes.
I think that's what it is with Angelina Jolie. She don't even know that the gifts are coming. It's just auto. It's just an auto send.
Now, when you divorce somebody, do you divorce their kids as well, or do you have to stay
in
contact?
No, you don't divorce
the
kids,
honey.
No. And she should continue seeing him. He's 27 years old. He's of right age. His dad's getting older. So sometimes you can't be with the father, you be with the son. Or the Holy Ghost. So she's doing great, honey.
Is there a chance they could hook up, do you think?
No,
y'all. Come on now. We're not going to turn this into that.
This is Hollywood. It's all possible. That's right.
But it's still something a little freaky. But if you're 27 years old, No, but when you're 27 years old and you're still getting Christmas gifts from your stepmom.
Well.
It sounds...
Right.
Now you're going over into the romantic stuff.
If she drank his daddy blood, why she can't be with him?
You got a point, Gary. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of, you know, big pouty lips like Angelina Jolie has, it looks like Harry Hamlin wants in on some of Lisa Rinna's big, juicy lip action.
What?
Oh. I guess Lisa Rinna has a beauty line, and she has a unisex lip plumper.
I like
and
that.
And she decided to have her husband, Harry Hamlin, try that lip plumper. Take a look at this.
It's not glossy, but this is for men or women. I mean, it's unisex, honey. And your lips, yeah, your lips are going to be moist and fabulous.
Okay. Well, kissable?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Frank, would you be into would you be into plumping up your lips?
Well, it seems like if it's unisex, everyone's plumping up their lips. I mean, look at Heidi. Heidi came in the other day and she had some, you know, lip plumper on.
Yeah.
It worked so well, I wanted to clean my fish tank.
Nice.
I got it from the Plumpostomus line.
And my thing is, there's nothing wrong, Frank, with men having plumper lips. I mean, men should have fuller lips, honey. I mean, those good juicy fruit lips. I want mine to be a little bit more plumper.
Sherry, who has sexier lips, me or Frank? Go. Mm.
You both have sexy lips.
That's right.
Chewy has plump lips, and he keeps them very moisturized. Frank doesn't do a lot of self-care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Chewy's got moisturized.
Yeah. That's what Chewy has. Frank?
Yeah. You look at my lips. It's like going into the opening of a cave.
Yeah.
It's got slag bites coming off my lips. Yeah. I need some lip balm.
Looks like a chicken butt. Okay, looks like me and Zayn Malik might have some things in common, y'all. We like them thick and curvy. Oh, well, allegedly. So here's the deal. Allegedly, there was a video circulating with the singer. He was on a curvy dating app called Woo Plus. We can meet big, beautiful women.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
So the username was using was Zed, and his location shows Oatesville, Philadelphia, which is not far-fetched because he lived in Pennsylvania with Gigi for a minute after the birth of their child on their farm. So,
Okay.
All right, Zane, liking them big and thick.
Cute. Well, if he likes big, beautiful women, and I think that's awesome, and I hope it's true, what's he doing with Gigi Hadid?
Maybe he wanted to try something different.
But with all that drama he was dealing with her mama Yolanda, I mean, that probably made him run to the thicker side. So, I mean,
there's a lot of benefits, I'm going to let y'all know, of dating a thicker woman.
Yeah.
First of all, when you're laying there and you're cold, you don't need to put the thermostat up.
Let us
put our arms
come on now.
Snuggle up on it, or you don't go get hot flashes.
Come on now.
Let me tell you, a stomach laying on his side feel like butter.
Yeah.
But don't thicker women get musty faster, though? Don't they must?
No, they don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You lift up this but it smells like mango,
right.
Gary.
They smell like mango. They smell like mangoes, roses, and lamb brine.
That's all right.
Leave them alone, damn it.
But I was thinking lamb chops
Speaking of skinny women, up next, David Beckham shows off his grumpy love note to Victoria Beckham. And we'll tell you all about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, guys. So David and Victoria Beckham show lots of PDA on their social media pages of each other. But Victoria decided to share a note that David left her after she was being not so nice.
Okay.
She shared this photo to her Instagram story of a note that reads, "Enjoy lunch. Come home happier. Lots of love. You know who." With the caption, "Even when I'm grumpy, he looks after me. Thanks for lunch at David Beckham."
Oh,
I like
that's
this.
Beautiful.
Frank.
That's just so sweet.
Has this ever happened in your marriage?
This is our wedding vows. I said I do.
When my wife is giving me attitude or being like short with me, I call her Judy because our thing is always like, "What's going on, Attitudey Judy?" So I shorten Attitudey Judy. Y'all go, "What's up? Why are you acting like that, Judy?" And that's when she knows, like, she's being short with me or she's having an attitude with me. But I try to
somebody
keep it
needs
cute.
A Snickers.
Right.
See, I like these nuggets.
Yeah.
This is like dating and things like that. You got to do these little things, like leaving the note on the mirror. Even if the note says something like, "Stop being a..." You still have to leave the notes up. You still have to go on dates. You still have to sit down and talk about what's going on in each other's lives.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Yeah. That's how you keep it fresh and exciting.
Heidi and I have been together for, 21 years?
So how do y'all do it?
Maybe even a little more.
She left me a note.
She moved away.
She moved away.
She moved away. That's how you keep it fresh and nice.
I only see him once a week now. It's so fresh.
She actually left me this note this morning. It says, "If you weren't such a..." I would be nothing. Keep making us money, Heidi.
Oh, yay.
I did.
Well, moving on. Ben Affleck recently chatted with his BFF, Matt Damon, for Entertainment Weekly, and he opened up about his role in Armageddon and how the producers made him fix his teeth, and be sexy for his role. He said Michael Bay had a vision of a glistening male torso in the oil that's going to, you know, into the trailer. And that's going to sell some tickets.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Does Michael have a point?
Yes.
Well, abs and pretty teeth
Here's
sell
why.
Tickets?
Here's why. Because if you look at early Ben Affleck stuff, and I'm obsessed with teeth, so I always check out everybody's teeth. I could identify anybody's smile in a lineup. Ben Affleck used to have, like, little tiny chiclet teeth.
Yeah.
And they were chiclets.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You can't be a sex symbol with tiny little, like, little boy chiclet teeth. Like, it almost looks like your big teeth never came in.
In this day and age in Hollywood, it's the only person that you can tell to go fix themselves is a male actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, you can't tell a woman.
You can't tell a woman to lose weight.
Don't do that.
Fix the hair.
Fix them teeth.
Hollywood, if you're
canceled.
Listening.
Canceled.
Job. Listen, Hollywood, if you're watching, I'll do anything you need me to do.
You can tell me.
I'll do it.
But you actually, Dish Nation told me to take my tooth out because I'm just too good looking for this. I'm too sexy for the show.
No.
And they said, take your tooth out, Frank. We're going to sexy it down a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
That's like Sherry just taking off her wig and just like throwing it.
Just whipping her wig around.
That little tooth wiggle is embedded in my brain now, y'all.
I don't know if I peed on myself. I had an orgasm. I don't know.
I'm terrified.
Well, get over here.
I'm terrified.
What is happening? Listen up. I know. I hear Atlanta has a deal that you just can't resist. What's up, Brat?
If you're like me and you take self-care very seriously, then you need the Parsex Deep Tissue Percussion Massager. This massager hits all the right spots and comes with 6 attachment heads and features 3 speed options.
Now, this is great for all my athletic friends because the massager increases blood flow, breaks up scar tissue, enhances range of motion, relieves muscle spasms, stiffness, and so much more.
Well, honey, as you can see, I work out. And this massage gun will help to speed up my warm-ups and recovery for our better muscle health. So, Brad, darling, tell the people, honey, how much?
Well, this high-end massager can run as high as $149. But for our Dish Nation fam, it's only $39.
Whoa!
Yep, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Andrew sat down with John Cena, Danielle Brooks, and the cast of The Peacemaker. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
All right, and we're going to welcome Andrew Freund. What do you have for us today, Andrew?
All right, guys. I'm here to talk about one of my new favorite shows on TV.
Nice.
It is a show called Peacemaker.
Right.
Now, Peacemaker is based on the DC comic book character, and I sat down with John Cena and the cast plus director James Gunn.
Wow.
So, all right, get this, guys. In the show, John Cena has a pet bald eagle.
All right.
And the director, James Gunn, based that eagle on a real story about a man who hugs an eagle. An eagle hugs people,
I thought they ate people.
No, they huggers. Wow. They are huggers. Take a look.
Now, my first question really is there's singing, there's dancing, there's naked John Cena, there's John Cena in tidy whities, there's a pet bald eagle. James, what the hell is going on in that brain of yours? What the hell's going on up here? Like, where do you come up with this stuff?
Like, you've seen John Cena. He's good to look at. And, you know, why not show him up in his tight whities? And I love eagles. I love all animals. And if I could have a sweet dog-like, you know, eagle as a pet, I would probably take it.
But to be there and see the scene where John's literally being hugged by the eagle, that was hilarious. Because John's down on his knees and there's nothing around him. He's imitating being hugged. It was fantastic. Unbelievable.
Love to say I was hugged by an eagle, but there was no arms at all. It was just a foam-shaped bowling pin eagle shadow-esque. But it wasn't different at all. I mean, it wasn't tough. We're in the imagination business. Our job is to imagine ourselves doing these things. And in that regard, it was really easy. And it's actually an awesome process I can only imagine what it looked like for Robert. We completely immersed in my imagination being hugged by a real eagle, but I'm standing there having an intimate moment with a memory foam shaped bowling pin. So I can only imagine what his perspective of that was.
If you could have a superpower in real life, what would it be and why?
It's funny. John Cena is texting me right now.
What's he saying? What? Okay.
He said, let's let this f-ing eagle fly.
Yeah. I want to see that, Cena. Why isn't that Cena? That Cena needs to show up in more interviews. That's awesome. You were going to have a superpower in real life. What would it be and why?
If I could have a superpower in real life, I would have the power to hide and be invisible so I can see everything. And I would also have the power to speak every language so I can know everything.
It was a pleasure. Congratulations. Let's let this eagle fly, as John Cena just said.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's kind of dope.
That's wow.
Right?
Very
right?
cool.
All right. Now, have any of y'all had a pet that had a fun talent or hugged you or did something like that?
My pet point in her life is just costing me a lot of money. She has people problems. I
know. Yeah. I don't know.
How you get high blood pressure? Feed, you're a dog.
I can feed my Corso like food and she will take it from my mouth. Like very gently. Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a bird. That's, like a bird. Like birds
like
do.
A bird. Yeah.
Now, Sherry, would you like to be that eagle, and would you like John Cena to hug you?
Okay, I would love John Cena to put a big old hug on me.
Hello.
And not break my ribs, but yes.
All right, guys, I absolutely love the show. Peacemaker is streaming right now on HBO Max, so be sure to check it out.
All right, well, up next, we got the last story of the week. It's time for Dish Is It. They'll come right back.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, this is our last story of the day, so that means Dish Is It.
It is.
All right.
Dish Is It.
So grab your pitchfork, everybody, because there is a woman who is catching hell online for naming her adorable little baby, get this,
whoa,
Lucifer.
What?
Stop it.
Now,
really?
The baby.
Literally the devil?
Yes. Now, look at this picture. He's actually an adorable baby, as most babies
He's
are.
Cute.
And he does not seem to be part of any sort of demon seed. But this little baby named Lucifer is getting nonstop hate online and has even gotten death threats.
Oh, come on. Poor baby.
Lucifer's mom responded to the backlash online. She said, when I chose his name, I knew people wouldn't like it, but it's not up to them. She said, I think it's really bad where a 7-month-old baby gets criticized and bullied because of a name. It was your fault, lady. Why would you do that?
Right.
The kid will grow up and go, mom, why?
Yeah.
Why? You know, when you go, what does Lucifer mean?
Right.
There's nothing positive about the word.
Actually, I disagree.
Lucifer. What?
Lucifer, obviously, this is off the popularity of the show. Lucifer.
Yes.
And
yes.
Last season, a lot of women have a crush on Lucifer in that show. I mean, they really love that guy. So I mean, luckily, his middle name is Adolf, so he'll be able to go by that.
Lucifer Adolf.
I'd be upset if I was his sister who's named Beelzebub. Now, she got the wrong end of the deal.
That's a tough one.
Okay, why does Beelzebub sound like a black lady in Alabama? Uh-huh. Beelzebub!
Now, that's a cute name.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.